Do you ever look around and think, wow, the world is a crazy place, and it just seems to get crazier and crazier? Ease your mind and take a break. This is Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We're a hub for inspirational Christian sermons, practical keys for Christian living, and Christian discussions and interviews. You'll be inspired to live the life that you were created for. Your host is a top-ranking podcaster, best-selling author, world record holder, aerospace engineer, life coach, evangelist, and founder of John Gifta International. Welcome to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta.
Hello, everyone. It's wonderful for me to be here back on this edition of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta podcast. It's awesome because as we are stepping into the Christmas season, we're thinking about the passages in the Word of God concerning Christmas. And one of the things that a lot of people remember is a moment when an angel of the Lord appears to Mary and says, you know, that you're going to bear the Son of the Living God. You're going to, give birth to the Savior of the world, and you know, so on and so forth. And it's interesting that Mary comes down to this one statement that is so powerful when you look at Luke chapter 1 verse 36, and I'm reading to you from the NLT version, and this is what it says. Mary responded, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." And then the angel left her. She says, "I am the Lord's servant, let it be done according to your word." Now, what I want you to understand is a lot of people look at this and say, see, Mary is giving herself into the Lord's hands, into what God's will for her life is, and she's just obedient and she's just accepting it as a whole. And you know what, I'm also going to do the same. But what I want you to understand is, as much as it sounds as easy to say yes to God's call, yes to God's plan, yes to God's purpose over our lives, but there's also a place you need to understand that this did not come without any trouble. Mary went through a lot of trouble because she was wondering how she could convey this message to Joseph. He didn't believe her right away. In fact, the scripture talks about how he was trying to, you know, slowly get out of this wedding, before getting married to Mary. You know, he didn't believe her, and I'm sure that she would have gone through a lot of controversy about this, because you see, not everybody's going to believe, you know what, you're saying that you bearing a child without knowing a man. This is a mission impossible. This does not make sense. This is never done before, and it's just not going to happen. You are crazy. You are stupid. You think you can fool us. You think that, you know what, God did this. Oh my gosh, I don't believe in your God. You know, can I tell you something? She had to deal with a lot of controversy. She had to deal with a lot of shame. She had to deal with the fact that some people are just never going to understand her. Can I tell you something? When you say yes to God's call, it's not going to be just easy peasy all the time. Not everybody is going to support you. Not everybody is going to cheer you on. Not everybody is going to stand by you. Not everybody is going to understand you. But that's when you need to say, you know what? I don't care whether other people are standing by me, but I'm going to still choose to do what God wants me to do. Because when I tell people all the time, you know, you need to go after the things that God has called you to do, they say, you know what, John, you don't understand, that my family doesn't understand, they're not supportive, or I don't have friends, they all run away, they think I'm crazy, they think that I've lost my mind, because, you know, I believe this is what God wants me to do, I believe this is what the Lord has been speaking over my life, I believe this is the Lord dealing with me or leading me and directing my steps, but I just can't wrap my head around this because these people are just not accepting it. I'm going through a lot of things because of this, John. Can I tell you something, guys? Saying yes to God's call is not going to be easy. I'm not running this ministry. I'm not, you know, having a full-time job, running the ministry, the podcast, YouTube channel, all of these things, which different things that I do. I'm not doing this because it's easy. I'm not doing this because I have a lot of people who are supporting me and cheering me on. I've gone through opposition, and I constantly go through a lot of those things in and through my life. But here's the thing. I'm not doing this because it's easy. I'm doing this because this is the right thing to do. And today, that's my challenge. Stop going the easy way and say, you know what? I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to take up the step that God wants me to take. And I'm going to move in the direction that God wants me to go. And I'm telling you, when you say yes to God's call, He's going to honor you. He's going to bless you. And you will definitely reap the blessing of saying yes to God's call over your life. And you will have the satisfying life that God wants to give over you. Amen. God bless you.
You've been listening to Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. We hope you were blessed and inspired to live the life that God has for you. Make sure to subscribe to the John Gifta YouTube channel for regular uploads of sermons, skits, interviews, and more. Follow John Gifta on Instagram for regular inspirational posts. And don't forget to check out the best-selling books written by John Gifta, Who Am I?, which will help you understand your identity, and the latest number one bestseller, Unveil Your Purpose, helping you discover your purpose and to start walking in it. Make sure to leave a rating and review, and be sure to share it with your friends and loved ones. If you'd like to donate, you can find the PayPal link in the description. And if you'd like to invite John Gifta to speak at your event or to get more details, go to the website at www.johngifta.com. See you on the next episode of the Fuel for the Soul with John Gifta. God bless you.